Solid quarter, Martin Grubb. A 4-point weekend. Two professional performances on the road this weekend, Martin.
Yeah, I think we obviously set out to get 4 points. Last night was a little bit tighter than we would have liked, although we dominated the game. And credit to Manchester, and again, Nicole Jackson had a really good game, albeit we felt we should have got out of sight. And coming into a much improved Telford team tonight, we knew again we had to be professional and get the job done. And it was tight for the first period, and we made a few adjustments, and the boys executed the game plan to pretty much perfection after that. So we're really happy to have come away for two potentially difficult games with 4 points, and obviously get a wee bit step closer to getting over the line and retaining this time.
And we've talked about it, it's down now to 6 more points, and it's definitely there. So are you mentally marking the time?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing we've always said is we'd like to keep it in our own hands, and that's obviously where we are just now. We've got our own destiny in our own hands, and we're just marking games off as they go. And of course you want to go over the finish line as quick as you can, so that's the target, to just win the next 3 games ideally and get it done. Although we know it's going to be difficult and other teams are going to have a say in things, we need to just keep ourselves, as you say, mentally focused. We know exactly what's ahead of us, we know exactly what we need to do, and credit to the players, they've been risen to the challenge in the last few weeks, and we're ready to hopefully get it done sooner rather than later.
And we return to the Shark Tank on Saturday. Sheffield come in, and they're one of the teams fighting for their lives, basically, to qualify for playoffs. So, again, it's not going to be an easy game on Saturday.
Definitely not. I think, as you say, Sheffield and Whitley Bay are the teams now kind of on the outside looking in and trying to pick up points and win games to keep themselves in a playoff hunt. And for us, we've not to forget the last time we played Sheffield, albeit away from home, they beat us. So, of course, there's a bit of that in our mind, and we give them the respect they deserve. They've improved a lot this year, and they're a good side. So again, we need to be ready, and I think as we keep going on about it, it's more about us and what we do now. So we'll prepare this week in practice, and we'll come in looking for the 2 points on Saturday night. And again, hopefully it's just a little bit step closer, and I'm sure the boys will be ready.
And there's a few absentees this weekend. Is looking like a more full squad for the weekend coming.
Hopefully we'll have Mark Gallagher, our captain, back. Mark's wife, Laura's due a baby can any time soon, so it's common sense he's not going to travel. And hopefully we'll have Craig Mitchell back for work commitments. So the only one that's a doubt will be in Bowie. He took a stick to the face last week, so he had a bit of concussion, and we're certainly not going to rush him back with head injuries. But I'd like to think we'll be as close to full strength as we can, and obviously, as we say, we'll get a good performance, and ideally we get 2 points closer.